This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called 40 Days of Prayer. In these teachings, you'll learn how to cultivate a powerful prayer life and experience breakthroughs in your relationship challenges, financial difficulties, bad habits, health crises, and many other areas of your life. Don't miss a single day of this life-changing series. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you how to grow a deeper, more vibrant prayer life with the amazing 40 Days of Prayer DVD study with workbook. This six-part study featuring Pastor Rick is perfect for your personal Bible study or for use with your small group. And you can take a sneak peek by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 while you listen to today's broadcast. That's PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called How to Pray Throughout Your Day.
The Lord's Prayer is not simply a prayer to be prayed. It is a model for life. In fact, when Jesus gave the Lord's Prayer, he said, you should pray like this. Notice, he didn't say you should pray this. He said you should pray like this. Nowhere in the Bible are you commanded to recite the Lord's Prayer. In fact, God says multiple times in Scripture, don't say something over and over and over that becomes a vain repetition, you don't even think about it. But we typically take a model and make it a recipe. But God in the Bible never says the Lord's Prayer is something you should pray over and over and over. Never says it. He says, this is a model. This is the pattern. This is how you should pray, not what you should pray. And so I want us to take a typical day in your life, and I want to show you how, starting in the morning when you get up, and then breakfast, and then midday, and then at noon, and in an afternoon, and then in the evening, and before you go to bed, you could use the seven phrases of the Lord's Prayer just to remember, oh, I should talk to God right now. Whether it's 30 seconds or a minute or 5 minutes or however much time you put into it, it's a simple pattern that you can use. All right, let's get right into it. Number one, we're going to start your day with the first phrase of the Lord's Prayer. And the first thing you do when you wake up, here's what you do, write it down. First thing when you wake up, get up with gratitude. Get up with gratitude. When you get out of bed in the morning, before you eat breakfast or anything else, you should get up starting to be grateful to God and telling God all the things you're grateful for. Now, you've got a choice on what attitude you're gonna have when you get up. One guy said, you wake up grumpy in the morning? He said, no, I usually let her sleep. You can get up with grumbling. You can get up with griping. You can get up with groaning. You can get up with grousing. You can get up with grumbling. You can get up with growling. You can get up with grunting. Or you can get up with gratitude. It's your choice. Did you know that doctors have discovered that the single healthiest emotion known to man is gratitude? That the attitude of gratitude actually makes you healthier mentally, emotionally, and physically. It's actually good for your health. And so why not start every morning with gratitude to God? And you thank God for all the things that he has done for you. And what I would recommend you do is that you keep a gratitude list by your bedside. And I've put one, I gave it to you months ago, put another one in your program. You could take it home with you. You finish filling this out, stuff you're grateful for, and put it by your nightstand. And when you, but you don't have anything memorized. I've got mine memorized, A to Z, and stuff I'm grateful for. But you could get up in the morning, and before you get out of bed, you stop there and say, let me just be grateful, God, for some things. And you can read some stuff off the D, you design my life for your great plan and purpose. Thanks, God. E, you empower me with your spirit. F, you forgive me and you forget my sins. You free me from shame and you fill my life with meaning. Boom. You can just read through this list. It will change your attitude. Doctors and actually psychologists have proven that the attitude that you have for the day is set in the first 8 minutes. So you want to grumble, grouse, groan, grunt, or do you want to be grateful? So you start your day with gratitude to God for the goodness of God. And one of the ways is just to use this little, you know, tool to make a list of stuff you're grateful for. Another way is just to make a playlist of songs of gratitude. Thank you songs to God. And you can go on Spotify or iTunes or something and make a list of songs that say thank you to God, and you can play those. And so you get up with gratitude and you wake up with worship. That'll set your attitude for the whole day. Very, very simple. You start with that. Now, why do we do this? Look up here on the screen. The Bible says this. What do you have that God didn't give you? Everything you have is a gift from God. And if it was given to you, how can you brag about it? So really, what gratitude does is it gets me to focus on the loving Father that we talked about last week, the Abba, the Daddy, the Papa, who gives me all that I need, who meets all my needs. And so you start your day focusing on the goodness of God. And that's the first phrase of the Lord's Prayer. Look at this, Matthew 6, verse 8 and 9. Jesus said, you know, your Father knows what you need before you ask him. You know that when you pray. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. So then, this is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven. He says, start with thinking about God and his goodness. He's a good, good Father. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. He's a good, good Father. He's caring. He's close. He's consistent. He's competent. God, you're a good, good Father. And let me give you a list of the ways that you're good to me. And so you start your day, not with confession, not with your request. You start it with gratitude. God, you're a good, good Father. Let me just tell you all the things I'm grateful for. You know what? I'm grateful for running water. I'm grateful for indoor plumbing. I'm grateful for ice. I'm grateful for bed and sheets and a blanket. I'm grateful for shoes to put on. I'm grateful for a warm house when it's cold and a cold house when it's hot outside. And you just tell God all the stuff you're grateful for and you take for granted. He says you start with our Father. James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift present comes from the Father, your Father of light in heaven. So the first thing out of bed, here's what I do, fill this in. I thank my Father in heaven for his consistent love. I recall all of the ways that he's good to me. I thank my Father in heaven for his consistent love, and I recall all of the ways that he's good to me. That's you start your day. If we're gonna have seven little snippets through the day, the very first thing you do, you get up with gratitude. Now you get out of bed, you get dressed, you shower, whatever you do, and now you're getting ready to eat. First, I get up with gratitude. The second thing I do is I bless God's name at breakfast. I bless God's name at breakfast. Now I've gone from getting up to going to breakfast. And I can pray at breakfast. Doesn't have to be a long prayer, but what I do is I pray the second phrase of the Lord's Prayer. And I bless God's name at breakfast. What does it mean to bless? It means to honor. It means to give respect. It means to praise. The word, theological word, is adoration. We adore God. We bless him. We praise him. And that's the second phrase of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, you're a good God. Thank you for all you've done. You're a good Father. And he says, number two, hallowed be your name. That means holy. I'm going to respect your name. I'm going to honor your name. I'm going to praise your name. I'm going to adore your name. That's the second thing you do, and you do it at breakfast. I bless God's name at breakfast. Psalm 145, verse 2. Every day I will bless your name. Circle the everyday part. Not just every Sunday, not every weekend. Every day I will bless your name and praise it forever and ever. Now, what is the big deal about God's name? If you read through the book of Psalms, it's mentioned about 80 times.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
We all experience disappointments, obstacles, and seemingly impossible circumstances in our lives. Maybe you need a breakthrough in your marriage, your finances, relationships, or with habits and painful memories that have held you back. You'll get a breakthrough in your life when you seek one. And the way you do that is through prayer. That's why Pastor Rick created the 40 Days of Prayer Study Kit. In this life-changing, six-session DVD and workbook study, Pastor Rick helps you cultivate a powerful prayer life. You'll learn how to pray for a breakthrough and how to pray with more confidence and greater faith than ever before. Get the 40 Days of Prayer Study Kit today and experience the blessing of answered prayer. When you give a gift today to help Daily Hope take the certain hope of Jesus to people around the world, we'll send you the 40 Days of Prayer Study Kit to say thanks. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get your copy of the 40 Days of Prayer DVD Study Kit. That's 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com. There are only 3 days left to get yours, so don't wait.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
Now, what is the big deal about God's name? If you read through the book of Psalms, it's mentioned about 80 times. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Give thanks to the name of the Lord. Exalt the name of the Lord. What's the big deal about God's name? Well, your name really is your character. Your name is really who you are. If you go and you get a loan, it's based on your good name. If you have a bad name, nobody's going to loan you any money. You have bad credit, you got a bad name. You got a bad reputation. And so what God says is, when I make a promise to you, and there are over 7,000 of them in the Bible, it's based on my name. I'm consistent. I'm going to be depended on. And I have integrity. And in Psalms, God's name is praised over and over and over because your name is your character. Now, one of the things that happened in the Bible is that your name was more than just something cute that sounded nice. Today, we pick names because we like the way they sound. Maybe all the kids have the same letter or something like that. But in the Bible, the name was given because they thought that's what your character is. And it's could be good or bad. For instance, Jacob means swindler. And Jabez means painful. So evidently his mom bore him in a lot of pain. She had a difficult labor. And your name often got attached to you, and then you start living up to your name. We hallow God's name. In the Bible, did you know that God has about 100 names in Hebrew and Greek? Why didn't anybody need 100 names? Because each name, it's actually like a title, represents a character quality of God. I put a couple of them there on your outline just to show you. For instance, God says, I am Abba. We talked about that last week. It means I'm your loving father. I'm your daddy. I'm your papa. So God says, my name is Abba. You can call me Abba. It's not a Swedish rock group. Okay? But God also says, I am Eldia, which means I'm the God who knows you, and I know everything. That's a good thing. God, I don't have to know everything. If you know everything, and you know me, then you know what's best for me. I'm Eldia. I'm the God who knows you and knows everything. The Bible says, God says, my name is Jehovah Rapha, which means I'm the God who heals you. That's a good one, because we all need healing. Mental, emotional, spiritual, financial, physical. I'm the God who heals you. El Shaddai means I'm the mighty God, almighty God, which means I got all the power you need. You don't have to have all the power, because I do, and I'm helping you, I'm supporting you. All through scriptures, there's Jehovah Jireh, which says, I am your provider. There's Jehovah Shalom, I am your peace. There's Jehovah Tsidkenu, I am your righteousness. You don't have to earn your way to heaven. I'll be your righteousness. The Bible says that you are to bless and honor the names of God. Now here's the point. Listen real closely. All prayer is based on how much you know God. The more you know God, the less you're gonna worry. The more you know God, the more you're gonna relax. The more you know God, the more confident you're gonna be. The more you know God, the more you're gonna know you. People who have a problem with their identity, I don't know who I am. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I don't know what I'm supposed to be. Don't know God as well as God wants them to know. The better you get to know your creator, the better you're gonna get to know yourself. So when we talk about knowing the names of God, it just means, do you know what God's really like? Do you know what he means when he says, I am this and I am that and I'm Alpha and Omega? What in the world does that mean to your life? Look at this verse, Psalm 9, verse 10. Those who know your name trust in you. For you, Lord, have never abandoned those who truly seek you. So I review the names of God, and then I think about the promises they imply. If God says, I'm Jehovah Jireh, I'm your provider, means, do I have to worry about where the next meal's coming from if he's my provider? Do I have to worry about where the forgiveness is coming from if he says, I'm your forgiver? The more you know the names of God, the more you're gonna know what God is like, the more you're gonna relax. So it's just a good time. Start when you get up with gratitude. And when you go to breakfast, you bless God's name at breakfast. And you just remind yourself who God is. This is called thanksgiving and praise. And that's how you start your day. Now, you're gonna go to work. Let your kingdom come, let your will be done. That's the third phrase in the Lord's Prayer. And that's what you're gonna do when you get to work about mid-morning. Now you got up with gratitude and you went to breakfast blessing God's name. And this isn't a long, it's just, you're just thinking about God. Now, then you get to work. And about mid-morning, you can take a brief prayer break. Nobody's gonna ring a bell at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, but you could still take a little prayer break. And why do you wanna do that? Let me ask you a question. Do you ever find it easy to get distracted from your real work? Yeah. Do you ever feel like I'm not getting done what I need to get done? Yeah. You ever feel like you're wasting your time? Sometimes. You ever feel like your priorities just got shot out from underneath your feet? Yeah. You ever feel like, okay, it's halfway through the day or halfway through the morning and I've lost my focus? I've lost the big perspective. That's when you need to pray. Doesn't have to be long. You just sit down at your desk or go out to your truck or go in a restroom or go sit in your car. Take a minute. Take 5 minutes. And then at mid-morning, write this down, remember what matters most. If you will do this every day, if you'll begin a habit of sometime in the middle of the morning, you just pause, take a deep breath, not gonna take a long time, and say, okay, let me stop right here. What matters most? Okay, let me get the big picture because I've gotten down in the weeds and I've lost kind of my direction and I need to pause and pray. And that's when we come to the third phrase, which is this, Matthew 6:10. May your kingdom come, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, friends, that's called a redundant statement because when Jesus says, let your kingdom come, let your will be done, it's saying the same thing. Where God's kingdom comes, God's will is done. Where God's will is done, God's kingdom has come. He's just saying, God, we want your agenda, not our own. Is America on the wrong agenda right now? Do we need God's agenda? Yeah. In our lives? Yeah. In our families? Yeah. In our economy? Yeah. In our business? Yeah. In every area. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Why? Because it's always going to be the right thing. We're going to mess it up. And so at mid-morning, I remember what matters most. This is the principle of dedication. And write this down. I align myself with God's purpose and plans for my life. I align myself with God's purpose and plans for my life. What does that mean? It means I just pause. Maybe I walk behind the door in my office. I don't even close the door. And I just go, God, I want to remind myself of something a whole lot bigger than just what I've got on my table to take care of today. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. God, you got a big plan. You got a plan for the world, but you also have a plan for me. God has a universal purpose for the whole world. History is moving toward a climax. History is his story. We're not a circular. This is not the circle of life like Lion King says. Life is not circular, it is linear. There was a beginning and there's gonna be an ending, and then Jesus Christ is gonna come back one day. And God has a plan for the whole world, but more important than that, he's got a plan and a purpose for your individual life too.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. Now, if you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, well, we all know that life doesn't always go as planned. There are obstacles, barriers, and uncertainty, but God has made a way for you to handle these things. It's called prayer. In his 6-part 40 Days of Prayer DVD study kit, Pastor Rick offers deep insight on how to cultivate a powerful prayer life. Here's Rick to tell you more.
I've put together a brand new 6-part Bible study. It's called 40 Days of Prayer. Now, the 6 sessions in this study are, first, we talk about the purpose of prayer. I have to understand why prayer works before you can understand how prayer works. Then we're going to talk about how to pray in a crisis. If you're in a crisis, get this material right now, because you need to know there are kinds of prayers in the Bible that God says you need to pray this kind of prayer in a crisis. Then in the 3rd part, we're going to talk about praying and fasting for a breakthrough. If you've never learned to fast and you've never learned how to pray a breakthrough prayer, this will be eye-opening to you. Jesus once said of someone who needed a miracle, this kind happens only through prayer and fasting. I want to teach you how to pray a breakthrough prayer. If you need a breakthrough in your life, this is important. And then we're going to talk about talking to your Heavenly Father. You're not talking to some impersonal force in the sky. It's all about relationship. And finally, we talk about how do you be persistent in prayer. We often pray for a while, and then we start and we stutter and sputter, and then we give up. And yet Jesus said, you have to always pray and not give up. And you know what? In your life, you're always doing one or the other. You're either praying persistently or you're giving up. If you're not praying persistently, you're giving up. If you are praying persistently, you're not giving up. So this is the key to not giving up. Now, this study on 40 Days of Prayer is going to show you that really prayer is about a relationship, not fancy formulas. It's about getting to know God on a personal basis and realizing how deeply he wants to hear you talk to him, and he wants to talk to you back. You'll stop worrying and you'll start trusting more. You'll pray with more confidence. You'll claim his promises and you'll see answers to your prayer. So join me and a lot of other Daily Hope listeners all over the world as we unite together. We'll be praying with you and for you. You'll be praying as we spend 40 days in learning how to pray consistently and persistently and effectively and expectantly and successfully. Get this resource. You can only get it through Daily Hope. God bless you.
Call 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com to get your copy of the 40 Days of Prayer DVD study kit. That's 800-600-5004, or go to PastorRick.com. There's only 3 days left to get yours, so don't wait. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.